Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We've been studying the subject of faith this week, and today I want to specifically focus on obstacles to your faith. We know that Galatians 3:11 says, "For the just shall live by faith." And we also are exhorted in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that without faith it is impossible to please God. So we know that God has called us to live a life of faith, to be people who believe God without doubting, who trust in His Word, who trust in what He has said, in His character, and that what He has said will come to pass. That's the kind of faith that God wants us to have. And yet, there oftentimes seems to be obstacles that prevent people who otherwise have very good intentions and great desire to believe God for His promises and for His purposes in their life, and yet something seems to impede their ability to receive by faith the promises of God. The first obstacle that I'm going to talk to you about today is the obstacle of a lack of knowledge of God's Word. You cannot stand in faith to believe God unless you have the Word of God to stand upon. Lack of knowledge of what the Word of God says about your specific need will prevent you from obtaining the very desire of your faith. If you have no Word in your heart, no Word memorized, no Word of God just residing in your spirit, you're going to have no faith. Romans 10:17 clearly says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you're going to hear the Word of God and believe the Word of God and have faith, you're going to have to make sure that you're putting yourself in a place and of being able to hear and hear and hear and hear what the Word of God says about your particular situation. If you have a need for physical healing, then get every Word of God that you can find in the Scriptures that promises healing to your body. That's a promise of God. But if you're not confident about that, if you don't know that that's true, or that for sure you can obtain healing from God by faith, you will not be able to stand in faith for your healing. If you need financial help, financial deliverance, God to rescue you financially, if you don't know that God has promised to be your provider, and you don't know the Word of God on that very subject, you're going to have a hard time believing God. And your circumstances, such as unpaid bills, will scream at you, and you won't have anything to combat those circumstances with because you have no Word in your heart. So the first problem that people encounter of why they have a hard time believing God or standing in faith for a promise of God to come to pass in their life is a lack of knowledge of God's Word. You're going to have to become someone who's a student of the Word of God. The second obstacle that so often trips people up in standing by faith for what they need or what God's promised them is to focus on present circumstances. You could say that's a big log in the road. One of the chief obstacles that you're going to encounter is the severe temptation to focus your attention upon the state of your current circumstances. I guarantee you the enemy of your soul will seek to remind you of the reality of your present condition in order to avert your attention from the promise of God for your case. He does this, Satan does this, by suggesting thoughts which imagine the end result if your circumstances continue unabated, or by influencing well-meaning people to encourage you to do something in the natural to alleviate your situation instead of just trusting in the Lord. So you have to recognize that a focus on your present circumstances, a continually looking at that instead of looking at God's Word on the subject, will trip you up. That is very important. If you don't continuously guard your thought life as well as the words of your mouth against this obstacle, you will easily fall into the grip of fear and your faith will be defeated. The classic example of this is when Peter was walking on the water. He started out in faith. He walked on water, something a human had never done besides Jesus right then, moving at the very word of the Lord. And then he focused on his current circumstances. He looked at the water, he looked at the wind, he looked at the waves, and he fell into the grip of fear, which resulted in his faith being shipwrecked, and he began to sink. And it's so important for us not to become people that focus on the circumstances, but instead focus on the word of God for your situation. For we walk by faith and not by sight, according to 2 Corinthians 5:7. The third obstacle that will stumble a person trying to walk by faith is a lack of understanding on how to actually act on God's word. Our faith has to be attended by corresponding action. This includes your words, by the way, as well as deeds. Your actions have to correspond to the faith that you're claiming to have about your particular situation. You cannot have a backup plan, a plan B, prepared to rescue yourself in case God doesn't come through for you. If you do, then you can plainly see that your faith and your actions are not corresponding because you've set this backup plan up, which means you really are not believing God. Your actions have to clearly be a demonstration of your faith that you have in your heart. It's just like Abraham bringing Isaac up to the mountain to sacrifice him, even though God had promised him that through Isaac, he would have many, many, many descendants. James 2:26 tells us, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." You have to have corresponding action to go with your faith, or it really isn't faith. The fourth obstacle that often trips people up as they're attempting to walk by faith is the past experience of others, or even your own past experience. You cannot allow the experiences of others or even your own past experience while you're trying to stand and believe God for something as evidence that walking by faith does not work. If you do that, if you consider, well, this person prayed for that and never got it, and this person tried to trust God for their healing and didn't get it, any considerations like that will only open the door to unbelief and doubt. Romans 3, verses 3 and 4 says, "What if some did not believe and were without faith? Does their lack of faith and their faithlessness nullify and make ineffective and void the faithfulness of God and his fidelity to his word? By no means. Let God be found true and every human being false and a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified and shown to be upright in what you say and prevail when you are judged." That's the Amplified translation of Romans 3, 3, and 4. So don't let the past experience of others or even your own past experience sway you to thinking that maybe walking by faith is not going to work. God wants you to walk by faith. He'll bless you. He will help you. Continue on. Do not look at that, but look at God's word only. The fifth stumbling block or obstacle to faith is unforgiveness. In Mark 11, 23 and 24 and 25, we see the classic text upon which we can receive the prayers of our hearts answered by God. But one of the conditions that Jesus states here when he's talking about praying and then receiving, believing God for it, and then receiving what we ask for when we pray, he said, "When you stand praying, forgive. And if you have aught against any, that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." This statement, which is Mark 11:25, was made right after Mark 11:23 and 24, which said, "When you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for, and you will have it." But God says, "But by the way," Jesus said, "by the way, when you're standing there, make sure you have forgiven everyone in your life that needs to be forgiven. If you have not forgiven people from past hurts, whether it's 30 years ago, your father left you, or 10 years ago, your business partner cheated you. Whatever you may have been hurt by in life, people, you must forgive them. Say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they did. That's what Jesus said when he was being crucified. And you could say, oh, they knew what they were doing. Well, they knew they were crucifying Jesus too. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them. And we need to be like him. Say, Father, forgive them. I forgive. I choose to forgive, and I will not hold them accountable anymore. Unforgiveness will rob you of being able to walk by faith. Doubt is the sixth obstacle, and it's basically the very thing that we are told in James that you will not receive anything from the Lord if you doubt, if you waver. James 1:6-8 says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, or you could say nothing doubting. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But don't let that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The doubter will not receive anything from God. We must be people that decide, I don't care what it looks like, I'm going to believe God. The next two things that'll be obstacles to you believing and receiving by faith and walking by faith is a lack of patience. The scripture tells us, for you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Inherit the promises. That's how you get the promise of God into your life, is you have patience while you're waiting for it to come, and you believe God the whole way. The last area that I'll mention is that a failure to walk in love will immobilize your faith. We know from Galatians 5:6 that faith works by love. Make sure you're walking in the law of love toward everyone in your life, even those most difficult people, so that your faith is not immobilized. God bless you. Walk by faith today and have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.